And that second one is missed, and there's a foul on number 44, Russ Martin, trying to get around Stephen Hill. He is livid about that call. He's gonna have to be careful not to get himself teed up. Judges will go to the line. Steve Hill for a 1-1 opportunity. Steve Hill, not the best free throw shooter on the team. He's 67% on the season, but certainly that's a respectable number, and he has a chance to get the judges back within two here.
That could effectively turn out to be free points for the judges. Didn't really look like much of a foul. Trinity outraged about it.
That's the third foul on Russell Martin. The first shot from Hill is up, and it's good. He's going to go to the line for another, so now it's a one-possession game.
And this really could swing the momentum right here.
Absolutely. Plays like that near the end of the game, you hate to see your team give up those. Trinity fans have to be outraged. And that second one is missed, and the rebound goes to Michael Hoare. Now Hoare works it over to Keno Clark on the left side. He's pushing it very quickly in transition. But there's three players on him quickly. Now Michael Hoare with the ball. He gets it out to Patrick Martin. Patrick Martin trying to set up a play. 1 minute exactly to go on the clock. We're into the decimal points. 20 seconds to go on the shot clock here for Trinity. They lead by three. Now the ball being controlled by Keno Clark. He's being guarded by Andre Roberson. Clark trying to work the ball around. He's going to try to drive to the lane. Puts up a floater. It doesn't go. Andre Roberson controls the ball, and the judges will have to get it up court and get a shot pretty quickly. Kwame Graves-Fulgham with the ball. 40 seconds left on the clock. 30 on the shot clock, a 10-second differential. Joe Coppins controlling as the judges trail 56-53 at the Murray Center. Now Andre Roberson with the ball. He gets it to Steve DeLuca. DeLuca trying to spot up. Gets it to Coppins. Coppins for three! The shot goes, and it's all tied up! 26 seconds to go, and Joe Coppins ties the game with a die-hard dagger of a three-pointer. Huge play here at the Murray Center, and listen to those Brandeis fans go wild.
Seems like the Brandeis crowd just doubled on that one. Unbelievable shot by Coppins. He is cold-blooded out there, completely fearless. Unbelievable.
And really, it's just been an up-and-down game. One of those games that some of my friends have taken to calling staircase games, where one team goes up, another team catches up, and then the first team goes up again. Judges have to be very careful here not to let Trinity get a lead. If the judges can hold them off on this possession, Trinity's going to try to hold for the last shot. Judges might have other thoughts about that, but if they can name it overtime or even win it outright here in the last 26 seconds of play.
Well, it's going to be a very crucial thing to see how the judges play these last 26 seconds. And I wonder whether the judges press or not, because the press has been working. It has been rattling Trinity. But if you press, you risk the long pass and the quick basket.
The long outlet pass, so dangerous. But that play right there, Joe Coppins' three-pointer coming off the screen from Steve DeLuca, reminds me of a play we saw about a year ago against Bowdoin College. Allison Chase comes off a Christine Clancy screen, knocks down a three with a minute and a half to go, ties the game up. We're in the exact same situation here.
Well, both these men's and women's teams have become just such a great competitive team, and it's been so good to watch. And really, there's not much you could say, but there are 26 seconds left, and may the best man win.
I think you do have to go to the press here, though, because worst comes to worst, you give up a layup, and there will still be time on the clock. The worst thing that could happen is Trinity sinks the last shot, and you don't have a chance to tie.
Same lineups on the floor for both teams. Keno Clark moving the ball across half court. He's being guarded very tightly by Kwame Graves-Fulgham. The ball over to Robert Taylor now. Excuse me, he's come in. Now the ball out to Keno Clark. 10 seconds on the clock. The crowd on its feet. Keno Clark being guarded by Kwame Graves-Fulgham. Joe Coppins keeping an eye on Keno Clark. Clark can try to create a shot. Puts it up. Does not. Coppins will get the ball. And it goes to overtime. Coppins just lobs one. It's going to go to an extra frame here. Second half. They have thundered back. And it's tied up heading to overtime. 56-56. Tremendous effort here by the judges.